You're listening to What's Happening on WMFO Medford. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome.
Hey, Aaron. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. And fantastic to have you in.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. The last song, because I asked you off air, what song basically hits you as, what makes you you and your business? And we're talking about Express Yourself. Now, there are a couple different versions, and this one really does suit you.
Right. Totally.
You know, because
I'm all about expressing myself, right? We're on live too on my Facebook. Say hello.
Hi, everybody.
So excited to be here. So, yes, I feel like I'm very expressional in everything that I do. I'm like more of an outspoken type of person. So that song totally related to me.
So let everybody know a little bit about you, a little background of where you're from, you know, what you did as you were growing up that influenced you to get you to where you are today.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm from New York, relocated to Massachusetts almost 4 years ago now in May. And when I relocated, I worked on Top Chef as the assistant stylist to Padma. So I helped dress her every day. It was really, really cool. And
that was a great show.
It's still a great show.
I just haven't seen it. I mean, I used to watch all the other ones and then, you know, a little bit of Boston, but.
Right. Yeah, it was a great show. And they were only here for, you know, the time that they were in Boston. And then the show ended and everybody went back their separate ways. And I was like, what am I going to do with my life? Everybody's moving, you know, back to New York or Los Angeles. And so I started networking and I connected with a guy who was connected to a startup radio station in Woburn. So they had me come in and they literally threw me in the fires just hosting my own show. So I started there and then I realized that there was no money there being relocated. How are you going to make a living?
Right.
So, I started to do some research and I built my own podcast studio in my guest room closet. So I started there, branched out, did public relations for clients. So that's anything from social media marketing to media placement, all that kind of stuff. And then my own business blossomed from there.
And your own business is called?
Jay-Z Social Enterprises. And then I launched a magazine. So Next on Scene is owned by Jay-Z Social Enterprises, but Next on Scene is the magazine and the radio show. So they're the media outlets of my PR business.
And not only do you do that, but you also have started the inspirational
Motivation Monday videos.
Motivation Monday, yeah.
Yeah, and that's how I connected with you, which was really awesome.
Yeah, because they do hit the right chords at the right time. And I know, do you have, well, first of all, let everybody know your website, how to find you, how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, of course. I'm reachable at jzsocialenterprises.com or nextonscene.com, either one. So that's the best way to get in touch with me. Totally. And on social media, obviously, because that's how we connected, right?
Do you have a, because I know you do the inspirational, motivational Mondays. Do you have those backed up anywhere where people can actually go back and see them?
That's a good question. I think you'd literally have to scroll to videos or I don't know how Facebook, do you understand how that works with videos that you've recorded? Or?
Well, you may have to just go back to whatever you've posted and make it work.
Yeah, totally.
Because I've seen different people on there. A couple of the different people have been in different fields. I mean, one gentleman the other day, which was inspiring, after you were talking about what was going on and your topic last week. Do you remember what your topic was last week?
I'm so bad. I literally am like sitting in the chair and I'm like, this is what's coming to me.
Yeah.
And that's how I start talking. I'm glad you remember. That's great.
Well, the gentleman said, you know, right now I'm cleaning up after everybody, but I'm going to be governor.
Oh, yes.
And that was just...
Oh, the janitor.
The janitor,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. That was, like, really empowering.
Yeah, you know. Or one of the ones you had was, you know, if you sit there and you want something to happen, you got to say it out loud.
Right.
You got to make it.
Like, already act like it's happening. That was actually really what I talked about last week. Like, already act like you're there, and then it just almost, like, manifests itself. So.
So, why a magazine?
So, when I relocated, I didn't have any media contacts to anywhere, honestly, because I was from New York. And I was there was a need for startups that didn't have big budgets to pay PR firms thousands of dollars a month. So I found this niche of finding clients that were looking for publicity, but that was affordable. And so the clients that I was originally showcasing to startup magazines and stuff, their quality that I was working with was never on time. And that was reflecting me in my business. So I launched my own and I watched YouTube videos. And that's how it came about.
Because I'm looking at it, I mean, the artwork is fabulous.
Thank you. I have to give a credit. You can take I'm going to put this on my live, but Adriana, she used to work for Fitbit. She does graphic design for Fitbit, or used to do it, and she does all my covers. So she's very talented.
And, you know, because I know, because this is a very glossy and very durable document.
Thank you. I love it.
You know, and I mean, just looking at the cover. Next on Scenes, Bridal Expo, which is coming soon.
Well, the fashion show is coming soon. Bridal Expo was in October, but yeah.
But still, it's, yeah. You know, where's your fashion show and when? We can't give prices, but we can.
Yeah. No, we can. Yeah. Well, so it's.
We're not allowed to over the air.
Okay. Though, so. It's April 5th. At Venue in downtown next to the W Hotel on Warrington Street. So it's a Thursday night, and it's from 6:30, starts cocktail hour, to 10. So we'll have probably around six designers, and six designers. We're going to have some surprise opening, and there'll be swag and food and all good stuff.
You know, it's just, like I said, just looking at it, because it's not easy today.
No.
Because due to the fact that many people are, you know, they're on their phone and they're not buying, you know, well, but sometimes you need it.
I just like the so many people read magazines online, and to me, magazine is old school physical touch, right? So that's what, you can read a blog online, magazines online, I even consider like more of a blog, right? So what I do to make the print worth it is I usually have an event every time I launch a new one. So the new one will be out April 5th at my fashion show. And that's where you can get it in print. Otherwise, you order on demand, like through my websites, or you can read it online.
So growing up, were there other entrepreneurs in your
life? My family.
In your family?
Yeah. I grew up really with my brother, really raised me a lot of my life. And just because I lived with him and we had similar interests. So he owns an entertainment company, event planning, had a DJ company and all this kind of stuff. So I worked for him for years. And so it was so interesting to see how he did everything. And I really learned like firsthand how to do it all. And that's really what inspired me to start doing my own thing. My mom now has her own book. My mom, she's an entrepreneur too. She's a therapist and a life coach. And my dad has his own real estate company too. So they all are entrepreneurs. I guess, yeah, I'm pretty full with entrepreneurs in my family.
So it fits.
Yeah.
And how do they take your success?
They're very excited. It's very different than anybody in my family, which is cool. I think they're very like this. I literally was upstairs one day and I was like, I'm going to create a magazine. And everyone was like, no. And my fiance came upstairs. He's like, you have a magazine. Like I had a physical thing into my hand. He's like, you're superhuman. And I was laughing.
Well, when you look at it, you've taken the inspiration from the three other, came here and then met your fiance and everything else. The three people who were in your life who inspired you are all what made this possible because you did it. You grabbed
things from all them,
the inspiration,
right?
You know, the media from your brother, the right.
My mom's a relationship like right, therapist.
So that's how Mondays make sense, because you're grabbing from your mom.
True.
And
my dad's in real estate.
Well, real estate is easy.
Yeah.
The reason why that's easy, because this magazine is your real estate.
Aaron, that's good.
Okay, and everything, if you're selling a house, you have to design it the way, and you have to, I know they go and do the pre-setup before people come in and make sure it's all ready and make sure it's perfect, and then find out what people really want.
Right.
Which is what I would assume, you know, in New York, you know, you'd have to, well, geez, you know, someone's coming in and they're looking for something specific. Well, right here, you've got something specific. I mean, you know, Valentine's Day, healthy must have, you know, I mean, it's like, and this is the winter issue.
Right.
But we just passed Valentine's Day.
Right.
And I know that you live what you're putting in this magazine. And you know how I know that?
How?
Well, let's see, about 3 weeks, a month ago, I'm getting back into exercising every single day, at least 3 days a week. And that's what you said. So you live what you create.
So true. And that's what we were talking about. That relates to the Motivation Mondays. Like, act like you're already doing it and you're there, right?
You know, so...
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to... You know, we're on the air. This is going to go out and it's going to be saved. So if you want to thank your family for the inspiration which you made from all of their parts, go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, fam. I think some of you are listening right now, so I appreciate all that you've done for me. Really appreciate it.
Here on What's Happening on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And I'm Aaron.
And I'm Jackie.
So, on a daily basis, I mean, it's not easy being, well, first of all, female entrepreneurs still aren't thought the same way as male entrepreneurs, and I don't agree with that. You work just as hard.
Thank you.
Maybe even exactly. Harder, because you're fighting a different battle.
Right.
But being the CEO of a magazine, of an enterprise, and bringing all the parts together, for all of those people out there listening, whether it's a male or female, and they have an idea, what would you advise?
I think you just got to go after it. I think everybody's going to have something to say, and you just have to go after your passion, because you are you, right? Everybody's not living your life. You're living your life, so you should do what you want with it. You're only here for one life. YOLO.
So, if you, well, you saw a need, but also you saw the need to eat. So you had to create something from nothing, almost.
Right. Literally nothing.
You know,
that I was passionate about, obviously, because I find, like, even with my personality, I like all different walks of life, of anything. You know, I went to school originally for fashion. Then you had to learn how to do chemistry to make products. And I was like, I'm out, because chemistry is so hard.
But it's not. You know why? Because look at the chemistry you've brought together.
Thank you.
So
that's true.
The chemistry, the science of chemistry is different than the chemistry in life.
Right.
But it's also similar.
Right.
Because, and not to throw words in there, but all the bonds of chemistry
connect.
Are all the bonds that, and exponentially.
That's an interesting take, you know. I never thought of it like that. So chemistry that I thought was totally not my thing.
Is your thing.
Yeah.
Because when you, it's like, how could I put this? You started out as one single atom. and have exponentially bonded with all these other people and created more and more and more with the magazine, with the people you interact with the fashion show, with the bridal, with getting married. I mean, you know, trying to do all this stuff at once.
Right. It's a lot. I feel like the busier you are, though, the more you can do. Does that make any sense? Like, I feel like when I'm lazy on my couch, I'm just, like, sitting there and I'm like, oh, I'm too lazy to do anything. But when I'm doing everything, I'm like, I have time. It makes no sense. But it's true.
Do you find music adds anything to your day?
Yes. Yes.
And is there different music you would listen to for the different parts of your day?
Yes. I would that's an interesting analogy. I think I like all types of music. I'm into like the 80s these days. I don't know. And then I like, you know, the rap, R&B, dance music. I think it depends on like the actual day. Time of day, probably. Like the night, so while I'm working on the magazine, I need some like dance music, like, yes, you can do this, you know what I mean? But I would say more during the morning hours, I like quiet, totally quiet. And night needs to be like calming, like waterfalls, and like I need a little bit of everything.
Which is great, especially being at a radio station, I mean, because...
You can hear it all.
Well, you can, and you know, this music that... well, because you also deal with a lot of entertainers and musicians. Who are you working with these days, if you can say?
Yeah, of course. There are some Real Housewives I work with. I'm talking to one that was a former one for Orange County that I'm probably going to put in this issue. I love Housewives. I know it's crazy.
You like reality television, I know that.
Yeah, because I talk about it on my Motivation yes. Mondays, yeah, Vanderpump Rules. It makes you realize that your life really isn't so bad, right? Like, it makes you forget about, like, your day-to-day things. So that's why I like it. But I work with some, you know, reality stars. I have a celebrity hairstylist, one of my contributors interviewed this issue. It's really a little bit a mix of everything, you know, which is pretty cool. Like, we worked with the founder of Poshmark, which is a place you can sell your old clothes on. We've also interviewed a recent guy in this issue, actually, was Robert Palmer Watkins. He was on General Hospital. So he's a cool dude, really, really cool guy. And now he's on a new show for the WB. So... So the premises of the brand is to talk about what you're doing next, right? Just like what's happening, like what's going on right now. Like we want to be the first to reveal things before they're even out. So like with the guy, Robert, he's now doing new ventures and new acting things and stuff like that. So we were promoting that.
I opened up to the letter from the editor, and took me immediately. Now, I write like a surgeon. Your handwriting is creative.
Really?
Yes. Looking at the signature, it's creative. I write, you know, that's why I do so many other different things myself, but I write, you know, okay, I write like my father. But, but yeah, I write like a surgeon. I mean, people can't read what I'm writing.
Right.
But, then again, as I look at it, just like the show, it's about my guests. And just like I said, looking through the magazine, listening to you, it's about the brand of people, not the brand itself.
It's true. That is a good tagline. Love it.
And... you have to get a hold of the magazine.
Thank you. You're on live, so you can wave on my Facebook.
Because I'm looking at it right here. Are you next? Next on the scene. Well, Jackie is.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm just looking at the, you know, because you see all different types of magazines, and it's just different. And, you know, some...
That's my mom, actually, right there. If you go back one, that's my mom in the corner.
That's your mom, huh?
Yeah, so she writes and helps me edit, too. So she's part, right, so she's part of it.
Yeah, here's five steps to get you started.
Yeah.
You know, not enough people have that type of relationship with their family. So, looking at it from the other side, with them being your mentors, so to speak, but the different people you've come in touch with and contact with, would you advise that if they don't have that type of relationship at home, to find a mentor in the field they're interested in, go and do an informational interview, talk to them, and...
Yeah, I feel like a lot of...
networking and connecting.
That's a good question. And I, to be honest with you, when I relocated, aside from my fiance and his family, I didn't have anyone here. So, like, it really was stepping out of your comfort zone and, like, just putting yourself out there. You know what I mean? So, I feel like if there's any advice I can give is to just continue to take chances, because you don't know what's on the other side of the table if you don't try, right? So... That's my philosophy. Like, my parents, yes, have molded me from my past and helped bring me to where I am now. But the
now
people now have helped me blossom to this point, you know? So it's all building blocks, I guess.
What's also cool is your Facebook page. Because I was sitting there after the show the other day, you and I write back and forth, and you invited me to be part of the group.
And which is awesome. The next on scene community for anybody who's listening.
And then there was somebody who invited me, and then I put up my little spiel.
Introduction.
And other people were welcoming me, and then I'm welcoming other people. But it's a mix of people from all over, I'd say, the world.
Yeah.
I would like to say the universe, because at this point, that's, you know.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen very many Venusians or, you know, Martians yet, but, you know.
One day, maybe. You know.
One day. So, if Express Yourself is the theme song of what you do, what is your motivational song?
Motivational song?
Yeah. What type of music motivates you? You know, because I know you said you listen to this type and that type and the dance and everything, but what motivates you?
Good question, because I listen to songs like on replay. So my latest one is Everybody, Everybody. I don't know who sings it. Black Box. That's my jam these days. I don't know. It just gets me going, and I'm listening it to on replay these days.
And
so it needs to be something that, like, you want to dance to. Like, even before I go on my Motivation Monday, like, I'm listening to dance music, because it gets me hyped to go on, you know? So...
So, what's coming up in your next issue as a sneak preview?
What's going to be in the next issue?
Yes.
Social media tips. Of course, everybody always wants to learn how to do better on social media. Ashley, shout out to you if you're listening. We also have my hair contributor is interviewing a celebrity stylist from LA. He does, like, Jennifer Aniston, Chelsea Handler, all their hair. We also are possibly having the former housewife from Orange County. And I'm trying to think of the other topics. There's so much in this issue, you know, when you just have, like,
well, if people,
we're promoting the designers that will be in the fashion show. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. If people want to reach you and have thoughts of what, once they see your magazine or have something next on the scene, you know, they're looking to reach out or ask questions, go to those two sites?
Yeah, I would say that. Find me on Facebook, Jackie Zook, or I'm always reachable by email at jackie@jzsocialenterprises.com.
So
I do want to throw something out there just because we're on here, but I'm a total one-woman show for all of it. I mean, I have people that write for me, but I do it all. I don't know how, but I do it all. So I obviously, like, the magazine is totally paid. So everybody that's in there pays to be in there. So it's basically a form of advertising, but it's, like, a way of also meet like a specialty advertising. So it's not just an ad all the time. It's actually quality content people are going to read. If you look through it, it's more written questions and interviews rather than the standard ads. And that's how I like promote it and grow it, because I can't afford to buy all these copies and then, you know, go broke. So I can't even, you know what I mean? So that's how that works.
That's a different form of creative marketing.
Exactly.
Which, well, for music.
Right.
That would be, because many people will go and they'll create their music and then you know, the copies are sent out or they're downloaded. But, you know, if you want a physical copy, you know, it's got to be created.
Exactly.
And
plus, you know, you have to find a printer, which is not cheap. Printing is not cheap, but the quality is great. So if you find one that's affordable, like I do my printing in Arizona because Massachusetts is great and I wanted to keep it in the state, but it was expensive, you know, so.
But you kept it in the country.
True, so, I did.
So
that's a good point.
So it is made in America.
Made in America, yes.
And so while you're doing this, I know this is a question that probably not normally asked, but now that you're getting healthier, what type of foods inspire you to do what you do every day?
That's good. So I'm on this Isagenix kick. I know everybody loves, has their vice, but Isagenix, since I've started now 8 months, I've lost like 10, close to 15 pounds now, and I feel completely rejuvenated, seriously. So yes, that has totally inspired me, and I still enjoy my french fries and burgers and treat myself, and that's what's great about it. Like, you can have your lifestyle, but it eliminate, you almost don't crave the regular.
You can have your lifestyle and eat it too.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So will you be following any of your own thoughts and guidelines for your own wedding?
Good question. That's why I put the bridal expo together, you know, because I was looking for vendors and I knew so many people. I'm like, let me just put them all in one place. So
they're all coming to your wedding.
Well, a chunk of them, but yeah. I'm getting married in Connecticut, so, because I'm from New York and my fiance's from here, so it's like a perfect middle ground for both of our families. So actually I'm taking a percentage of people that have been working with me from the beginning that are working at my wedding, but my brother, because he has an entertainment company, him and his wife are doing a lot of it. My sister-in-law. So.
And what's his entertainment company and where is he?
It's called Travesties, but he also owns an entertainment venue now. So it's called Life, the Place to Be. And it's in Ardsley, New York. And his wife usually handles all the decor and party planning, and they really work hand in hand together.
So, since you're doing this all by yourself, and like you said, there are days that, you know, you get up and say, well, do I actually get up and get this thing done and work on it? And you have to, because
right.
It's your livelihood. It's
right.
Your baby, so to speak.
Exactly.
Other than your, what type of dog do you have?
Oh, she's a Lavin Greyhound.
Jeez, a hunter that runs well.
Seriously, that is a great analogy. She is. Totally is, yeah.
On point.
On point. I love that. That's great.
So when the new additions arrive,
mm-hmm.
does she go and bring them into you?
Oh, she sometimes eats some of them. She knows how to make her presence known. Do you have a dog too?
My brother has a dog and we have
so
a cat.
Cute. So cute.
And she has the extra mitt. So if she were a hockey player or a soccer goalie,
she would rock it.
She'd be perfect. Absolutely.
That's
and,
awesome.
You know, it's cool because, you know, I know how people say, well, you know, they're people too. Well, sometimes they act more human than we do.
Right. They do. That's a valid point. And cats really do have like 9 lives, don't they?
Well, because they always land on their feet.
It's true.
Which,
and they could jump extremely high.
With that as a thought, how does that interact with what you went through when you first got to Massachusetts and basically felt like you were having to start a new life, having to jump and reach for something?
Great questions, Aaron. That was very hard. Very, very hard. Like, I had nothing. And I was at a point, too, where I was like, am I going to move home? Because I was literally like, I'm in this hole. And I knew so many people. And I came to Boston. I had nothing. So it really was all about taking chances and stepping out of your comfort zone. And that came with time. Like, I was so hard on myself. Like, why doesn't anybody like me? Like, why don't I have friends? Like, I really went through these battles because it was hard. So I just kept taking chances. And then I landed into a place that I never would have thought. You know what I mean? So, and I really have to, there's a Facebook group for entrepreneurial women that I have to give a shout out to. It's the Boston Business Women, because when they first launched, like almost three years ago, because I've been here 4 years now, I was one of the first people to be in it. And it really created this platform for me that allowed me to meet women that wanted to network and wanted to connect. And a lot of them weren't from Boston.
And that's actually an important thing. You say social networking, but also networking in person, because you never know who you're going to meet.
Right.
I say this with musicians too, who are going to be there, and it may have something that you need, or you may be able to help them and collaborate on different, just like musicians. I mean, when you go to a venue, and this is something that we talk about on all the shows that I do, and I do many, that if you go to an event, stay around. If you go to see one person talk, stay a little later. Listen to the next person or a musician. You go up there, you go on stage, you do your part of the gig, and then you need to hang around and support the other musicians. And you never know what you're going to collaborate on. Because,
so true.
You know, we're in such a creative area, whether it is sports, business, fashion, just being able to think. You look at the Northeast and the way that it's led the country in almost everything.
Right.
Finance is big in New York. Music is big everywhere. But in order to be the next big thing on the scene, or to be what's happening, you have to be a part of it. I mean, you look at many of the great painters from way back when, and if you're a loner, you need the support of somebody else.
Right.
Even if you're doing it all on your own like you are, you need the support of other people saying, hey, go for it.
Exactly.
Or, you're saying you're having a tough day. And I've actually had a bunch of people in my life recently who have had that. And I see. And I've heard it before, but you step back, walk away, do something else, and come back to it. The solution, some way, somehow, arises.
Mm-hmm.
And not to throw that out as one of the one of your topics for an upcoming
Motivation Monday,
but I think it's true.
No, it's
true.
Great.
It's true. You
really
have to step away.
Right.
Everything's not making any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Go watch a funny movie. Go listen to some music. Go for a walk.
Disconnect.
Or if food is your passion, go have something to eat that you love.
Seriously.
You watch an
cook it.
Yeah.
I love cooking.
Well,
do you cook too?
I do. Yeah. You notice in all the movies, they're always running for ice cream.
Love ice cream.
Do you know that New England is the largest, and the Northeast is the largest consumers of ice cream in the world?
What?
Yes.
Well, have you been to Richardson's?
Oh, you've got them, and then everybody grew up around here on Hoodsies and everything else. So, it's all on Friendly's and Brigham's and
right.
All,
there's so many.
And then they had to get creative too, because, you know, they're all in the same business,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, okay, seeing that there was so many other people out there doing similar things to what you were trying to put together, what made you say, you know what, even though they're doing it, I can do it, and I can do the best that I can, and take the reins and go for it?
So what made me do that?
Well, besides the need to...
Fill the need.
I mean, what... Because, you know, we can sit there and say, well, I can sit on my friend's couch and, you know, wait around for them to give it to me, and, you know, just... But something had to spark you.
That's a good point. Great question. What sparked me? I'm thinking. I think that I found, I don't know. I've always had a passion for fashion my whole life. And I always wanted to represent fashion because I had a background in event planning for over 10 years working with my brother. And I had done everything but a fashion show. So I think taking... Because obviously I didn't know how to actually design clothes. So taking my passion of the fashion world and bringing it together was something. I think I just had a drive. Like, I wanted to find a way to still be in the industry with things that I knew how to do. So I think that's what my drive was.
And there's a big difference, too, seeing that you said when you came here, you were part of Top Chef. But you were behind the scenes.
Right.
You weren't in front. You weren't the only person supporting this cast of many personalities.
Exactly.
Because there are a lot of personalities on that show.
Right. There are. That is so true.
Whether it's the main chefs or the chefs that are coming in, which all have different personalities and all different reactions and lives and everything else. But you put it together. You know, you took that, and now you're in charge. You're in the front, the forefront.
Right. I think because it's funny you bring up that, because when I was working on Top Chef, the head stylist, I was doing so well that the head stylist felt a little like not, he didn't feel comfortable. Because the producers, I was really good friends with one of their producers, and everyone else liked me. I mean, I get along with people, you know? And so Andy Cohen is like one of my biggest icons, right? So he was working that day. He came in and I told my boss, the head stylist, I said, I would love to meet him. Please introduce me. And he seemed nice the whole time. The day that he came to our door to come say hello, he blocked me from the door. He wouldn't even let me say hello to him. And that was the one thing I wanted to do. So Andy went in across the hallway to sit down, and he was hanging out with one of the makeup artists, and I was like, screw it, I'm gonna go. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go. I'm just gonna push myself, and I'm just gonna go into the room and introduce myself. So I did. And that was, I think from that point forward, I was like, I'm not gonna be degraded, and I'm gonna keep pushing myself to success. So.
Which is a good thought on that. It's like, you know, the maze that the mouse goes through, or Pavlov with the dog, you know, and they want you to snap to it, but in order to get the prize or the treat or whatever it is, you had to go beyond it and say, it's not going to hold me back,
right.
And I'm going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So... not being afraid to take that chance. I mean, that chance could have actually put you out the door.
1,000%. I just didn't know. I didn't know what was going to come from it. But
the challenge of, shall I stay? Shall I go? If it didn't work out, and you didn't get to meet him for some reason, and they said, well, you know, you stepped over bounds, and that, were you going to go back to New York, or were you going to stay here? And we're glad you stayed here.
Right.
Not that we didn't want you to go back to your family, but we're glad you stayed here. Because it inspires a lot of other people of all types. You know, the engineer who cleans up after everybody else. Okay, you know, change the title.
Right.
You still know what you do, but you do it even better because it's what makes you you.
Exactly.
You know, because you said you're wearing all your own hats. Do you actually wear a hat?
Yeah, a lot. I was going to wear my next on SEMA today. I just forgot it.
You know what? You said you were in fashion. I mean, did you create fashions prior?
Were you... just loved styling, like dressing people, and I just loved fashion. So I originally thought I wanted to be a merchandiser, and then it floated into PR. Because I was good at talking to people and promoting things. So then I started promoting fashion and different events and things like that. So it all kind of fell in together.
So would you say that if somebody changes venues, like you did, I mean, you went and then the venue, or the reason why you came here originally, sort of left. Make the most of what you have where you're at.
Right. Inspiring. I like that.
And
you need a motivation Monday. <You're own. laughs>
That's the important thing.
Yeah.
You know, and when did you decide to start Motivation Monday and why?
Good question. I keep saying good question. These are all good questions. I started doing Motivation Monday because when I was in my dark place of relocating, I was looking for an outlet to connect with people that I were back home. And that was my way of like talking through what I was dealing with and how to cope. So I started 3 years ago and I stopped for a while because I started to build up my business here and then I started again.
So where I'm seeing it, you've got your passion, you hit a roadblock or you hit something that takes over.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drop your passion for that.
Right.
Add it to it.
Exactly.
Or add it to it.
I like that. That's good.
Sorry.
No, why is that good?
So, do you think you will, because like you said, you get together with the organization here in Boston, which is...
the event I'm doing?
No. Remember you gave to the Boston, the women entrepreneurs.
Boston businesswomen.
If somebody wants to get into business, would you suggest that they go and...
check it out. Totally. It's just a Facebook group. But people comment on things, and if it's a relatable topic, you can do the same thing. It's really like what made my living here much, much better.
So basically, it's a community that may be virtual.
Exactly.
But
people meet up in person because they're all local.
So I would assume many of them may come to some of your events, or you may go to some of theirs.
Exactly.
And it broadens the spectrum.
It does. Definitely does.
So, again, let everybody know where they can find you.
Yeah. I'm reachable on, I guess, Facebook is my most popular outlet, at Jackie Zuck, or Z-U-K. People spell with C-K. It's not C-K, just K. You also can find me on nextonscene.com and jzsocialenterprises.com.
And if somebody's looking for... Interns. Because I know, I mean, Boston's big with internships, and many people look.
I got to tell you, Facebook groups are amazing. I've connected with some great people that have worked with me on my events, because now I have a group of people that finally work with me on all my events, and they've worked with me now for a bunch of them. I'm hiring some people that have worked with me even in my past ones. But I met them all through Facebook groups.
Are you on LinkedIn also?
I am. It's under Jackie Zuckerman.
So how do you feel that that helps too? Because I know that's it's a different community than Facebook.
It is different. I don't really think personally that LinkedIn does much for me. I think I just showcase my stuff on LinkedIn. I get more business from Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, which is crazy, but...
But that's also another place that people can find you, too.
Twitter, right. Yeah. Next on Scene on Twitter, or JZ Social, ENT.
So, I was reading that one of your events is sold out.
Yeah. There's a community event, so the group that you're in, I try to do them every few months. It's a lot of work to go into a free event. So I'm doing a free event in Assembly Row that is sold out on the 27th of February. And I will do another one probably in probably after the fashion show.
But again, it doesn't hurt for people to reach out to you.
Totally.
And
well, because I'm doing events every month, whether it's for clients, there's always some event that I have on. I have a few events a month that I actually do. So I'll have a roster on Facebook. I'm adding it now to my website of all my project events that I'm doing. So the community event is one of them, but I do other ones.
Are you keeping track of everything? So not that you'd give all your secrets out, but that you would either create videos or physical books on...
That's one of my goals. People love to learn, and I'm okay with sharing some secrets because when I was in that position, I was looking for the same thing. And it would never be a direct a competitor, you know? I'm hoping that it wouldn't. But, I mean, my goal is people want to learn, and that's the way to grow your own business, is to teach people how to do what you did.
Because you can learn from somebody else's successes and, a failure is still a success, I heard, because you learn from it.
Exactly. And you build on it.
And I would assume there might have been some along the way.
Yeah, definitely. Several.
Any you want to share to deter people from doing that or just to just get out there and make the mistakes and believe in what your passion is?
Yeah, I feel like the one suggestion that I have that was ongoing throughout this phase is opinions of others. I followed opinions of others and it wasn't what my gut was telling me. And because of that, I did go through some leaps that weren't good. So I think it's really important to follow your gut and not other people.
You're listening to What's Happening here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Tufts University Freeform Radio. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Jackie.
And we'll be back in a moment.
We're giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm here with a very, very, very inspirational and creative lady.
Thank
Jackie.
You. Jackie. Hey, Aaron. Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much for the nice shout out.
And you are next on scene because, like I said, you know, you're doing the stuff from your home, which some people are afraid. I've got to go and get an office somewhere else. When you started, that is a decent question. When you started, how did you start? Where did you start? Did you start with your phone? Did you start at a table? Did you go to a coffee shop? And
I started on a computer. As soon as I found there was a need, because the radio station I was at wasn't making money, and I wasn't as active on my phone at the time. I mean, I'm always active on my phone, don't get me wrong, but it's nice to see the bigger picture sometimes when you're on the internet. So I watched YouTube videos on how to build your own podcast system.
And, well, I mean, is there a site or a group or a person who was creating those that
literally just YouTube how to build a podcast system. That's what I did. You know what I mean? And like once you do that, you go to Guitar Center or one of those, and they tell you how to set it up. It's awesome.
Not bad for, so you know, there are a lot of great musicians who have worked or run guitar centers.
Really?
Yes.
That's actually, yeah, that makes sense, because some of the guys I was with the other day told me that they're all musicians.
Yeah. My co-host, Mike, has worked in many different areas. And Mike, get well. We want you back here sitting in your seat with your fantastic questions and having you back out there playing your music. He created a great monthly magazine, basically, Boston Women Rock. And right now it's on hold, but it will be back. And
that's awesome.
You know, that's how I met him. He came up to the station at WM, and was bringing Boston Women Rock and giving a list of where people are performing in the venues and introducing some of them, having some come on. And it's just a great thing. And, you know, when you're in an industry, I guess don't be afraid to step beyond, well, as you said, the comfort zone. You know, I mean, certain things, you know, if they tell you no, there are certain, you know, legal ramifications.
Of course, right.
But when it's something that's your passion, you got to go for it.
Right. It's true.
And where do you see your next step being?
Next step. I want to do more video. I want to get good at editing video, simulcasting my radio interviews and stuff like that. I think that's where I want to go next. Even with the magazine, like just doing more video content, because people like to see things. Radio's great, like especially for commuters and stuff like that. It's awesome, but people want to see more video.
Because they want to be able to meet the people.
Exactly.
Behind.
It's like a personal connection. Exactly. Right.
That's what your videos are. I mean, because what's the maximum amount of people who have seen your videos on First Run?
On Motivation Monday?
Yes.
The max? I've had well over 1,000 when I used to do them regularly.
From 1 to 1,000. I mean, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they're not all in the same room. You know, they could be sitting at a coffee shop. They could be sitting, well, it could be sitting on this, on the space station.
Right.
I know that may sound.
Not at all. It's true. It's so cool to think about. That's what's so amazing about the internet, that you can just connect with people everywhere. It's awesome.
So, get the up and coming events.
Will be April 5th. Well, and that one's sold out, but yeah. And then I'm doing, one of my clients is a parent strategist. So for any parents that are listening, we're doing a pop-up event with a spa day, breakfast. That's going to be in Wellesley on March 22nd.
Good news is if you go to my What's Happening page, when Jackie has an event or some of my new friends from the community, because I hope to have many of them on soon in different areas, whether it's here or at the other station. Yeah. Because it's the connection between everybody.
Right.
And if you look at it as only one, in the movie City Slickers, you know, Jack Palance says, you know, one, you know, what's the, you know, well, I think you have that. It's the passion to get out there and connect with people and make things happen. And everybody has to find their one thing. You know, maybe more than one thing, but start with one.
Right.
And what would you say is the easiest thing and the hardest thing for you?
The easiest thing and the hardest thing. It's a good question. It takes me a lot to sit down and listen to, like, conferences. Listen to people speak all day, I'm out. Can't do it. That is very hard for me. Like, I can deal with things in short attention spans. You have me for 10 minutes, I will sit down. Like, we're having a conversation tonight, so this hour is great because it's like we're having coffee. Like, I could do intimate settings for an hour or whatever. But when you're in a conference with thousands of people, that I have trouble with. Like, being, like, in that crowd with all that people, like, gives me anxiety. So that's something that's hard for me. Easy is, like, having one-on-one conversations.
So what's your next step for you as far as your exercise regime and how it's going to relate to up and
the
coming?
The magazine.
Because how often is the magazine coming out?
Four times a year. Once a quarter. So the next one will be out end of June, probably.
Well, this is the winter. The next one's coming out in April, which will be spring.
Summer will be end of June. And then fall will be probably, I haven't figured that out yet, but I will announce that once I do. But in terms of, like, health and care, I feel like when you work out, you need to be real with yourself and do it in steps, right? So I now work out 5 days a week. I think my next goal is to get to 6 or 7 days a week, but maybe with one day off because I like my day off, like my treat day, my day off. But I think that's my goal. I want to build on the workout routine because I feel better physically, mentally, when I dedicate that time to that.
How do you treat yourself?
Interesting. How do I treat myself? I would say good. I'm getting better with self-care. Took a while because I'm also trying to make ends meet to make a living, right? But it's really important to do self-care. I'm learning more and more about that because when you're feeling good, everybody else feels good around you, right? So
again, let everybody know where they can find you, where they can find the magazine. I know that, is it this one? You're ending your print on this one soon, or the last?
Yeah, you can still order on demand, but I'm ending this probably within the next, like, by March. So probably within the next week.
But are you archiving these?
Totally read them online. Yeah.
And would that be at?
nextonscene.com. Or you can also go to issue. It's issuu.com. It's a huge worldwide digital reading website for magazines, so that's available there. And that's usually where the magazines are.
So if you read it online, there's no cost. But to have a physical...
To read online, you actually do have to pay a monthly fee as a publisher. So it's $3.50 to get it online.
But that's from your side. But I'm talking about the listener or the viewer or the... To read your magazine online, they can just go and...
Yeah, they can just go. They just go to the website, yeah.
Want to thank you, Jackie, for coming in here on What's Happening here at WMFO in Medford. It's been a pleasure, and want to have you back.
Thanks so much, Aaron. This was a ball. It was a great time. Thank you so much for having me.
And we'll be back next week here on What's Happening. Have a great week. It looks like it's going to be getting warmer. It's going to be nicer. And enjoy the day, and... make sure that you're next on scene and you're what's happening. So have a great rest of the evening. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Jackie.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
That was awesome.
Lately I've been